Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. You're going to get a lot smarter, too, because you hung around with us, because Lawrence McQuillan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Lawrence McQuillan is Director of Business and Economic Studies and Senior Fellow in Political Economy at Pacific Research Institute out in San Francisco, the Sacramento area. He is the author, co-author of Jackpot Justice, The True Cost of America's Tort System, and that's what he's here to talk to us about today. I don't know if some of you may have seen an op-ed piece that he and his partner, Hovhannes Abramin, I'll have to help get him to help me pronounce his partner's last name, who they wrote an outstanding op-ed piece called The Tort Tax in the Wall Street Journal a few days ago. So let's get him in here. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
Good. Hello to you. And tell us how to pronounce your partner's name.
It's Hovhannes Abramin.
I didn't do too bad.
You didn't. No.
Hovhannes Abramin. That's the first time I'd seen Hovhannes.
To it. He's used to people not getting it on the first try.
Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to do a good job with other people's names.
Yeah.
Lawrence, this is an outstanding op-ed piece. I was so impressed with it. It's just it just has so much information, but it's also a very scary and frightening and depressing piece because of the of what this tort tax, and I like the way you characterize it as a tax.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, sometimes we almost joke about being a litigious society, but the truth is our litigiousness and the way our legal system has gotten out of control, Lawrence, it's very expensive, isn't it?
It is. We put the total amount is $865 billion a year. That's with a B, billion. It's roughly the equivalent of the U.S. restaurant industry. So,
think about that, folks. Every hamburger and fries and milkshake and filet mignon in the entire United States. Let me throw another analogy out there for you, Lawrence.
Okay.
The U.S. economy is approximately $12 trillion.
Right.
This is, folks, this is 0.8 trillion dollars, right?
Right.
Right. So it's almost 1/12 of the U.S. economy.
Right. Yeah. The lawsuit industry is huge, and that's the way to think of it. It truly is an industry today. We're just so litigation crazed in this country that it's a huge industry, and it impacts all of us. And so we put that $865 billion total into context by putting into a tort tax concept. You know, what does it cost an average family of four? And it turns out it's nearly $10,000 a year that each of us is paying to sustain this litigation industry, although, you know, none of us actually write a check. I mean, it's all hidden costs.
Sometimes small business owners do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We actually write the check for that. But tell us how it comes to us typically, that $9,827. Tell us how that typically leaches out of our pay and our checking accounts.
Well, typically, I mean, it would come out of our pay or our business, you know, bottom line through insurance premiums. I mean, we all pay higher insurance premiums as a result of the tort crazy society that we live in. So that's how most of us see it, is that we're paying a lot more for insurance.
And everybody can nod their head at that, Lawrence, because we all know how much insurance has gone up. And I'm not just talking about health insurance, Lawrence, although that's part of it.
Yeah.
But liability insurance has gone up exponentially in the last 5 or 6 years, especially since 9/11.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, product liability, also workers' comp in a lot of states has gone through the roof because of the whole just mill of doctors and lawyers that feed off of the workers' comp system. Out here in California, I mean, rates a few years ago were going sky high and forcing businesses out of the state. It was getting crazy. So, yeah, it shows up there for sure in terms of premium increases, but also it shows up in the fact that a lot of lawyers like to target small business in particular. And I'll give you an example. Out here in California, a lot of lawyers are focusing on ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act lawsuits. And what they do is they specifically target small business. Oftentimes, these businesses are owned by people with, you know, limited English language skills,
right?
And they don't understand.
And they go in. They go in and scare them. Basically, folks, there are actual cases where lawyers have gotten caught extorting people, small businesses in California. Thank goodness the Bar Association out there held all those guys up short and cost them their licenses. But we're going to talk more about this right after these messages with our new friend, Dr. Lawrence McQuillan. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. I think it will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, especially if you check out our archives. We have thousands of those, and read some of the articles by me and by my Brain Trust members, thousands of those as well. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. And then the blog. We have the blog, which does a great job of keeping everything that we've done recently right up front. The interviews we've done, you can go back and listen to those, just them. No commercials, folks, in those, just the content. And you can find that on the homepage. We'll you can subscribe to it as well. And or you can go directly to jimsblog.biz. Dr. Lawrence McQuillan, ladies and gentlemen, is the co-author of Jackpot Justice. He's also director of business and economic studies at Pacific Research Institute, which is an organization primarily doing work in the state of California, right, Lawrence?
Right. Yeah, that's our primary focus, is kind of state-based issues. But we also branch out in other national issues occasionally, and one of them now is legal reform.
Right. And of course, you're our mutual friend Walter Olson is a co-partner in this work, not the specific work that you're doing, but in trying to get that get this message across to folks. I know you know him very well, and he's done a good job over the years of helping us understand the expenses of that over what he calls over lawyering can do for you. You talk about you've broken this 800 and something billion dollars in tort tax that you identified earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You've actually broken that down into two categories, haven't you? The dynamic and the static. Explain that to us.
Well, the static costs are basically the administrative costs of running the system. So it includes things like the attorney fees, both on the plaintiff's side and defendant's side, payouts for the actual judgments and settlements, and also the administrative costs, both for those who choose to insure, so the insurance company administrative costs.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a lot of people choose to self-insure. I mean, that's more common amongst bigger businesses, but there's also administrative costs involved in that. So,
and that's the static.
That total comes to about $328 billion.
Which is the small portion.
Yeah, that's just part of it. And the other part of it is what we call dynamic costs, because, for example, we all know that the liability system impacts other things besides just the actual attorney fees and administrative costs, because it really does change people's incentives. And one of the areas, for example, is that we look at what's called defensive medicine. I mean, a lot of doctors order tests and procedures and referrals that turn out not to be medically necessary. They don't provide any new medical information, but they do it in order to cover themselves from lawsuits. And so we came up with how much is that costing the economy. It turns out to be about $124 billion a year in basically unnecessary procedures that are ordered, but they're done just to protect doctors from lawsuits. And that, in turn, $124 billion gets passed on to all of us through insurance premiums and you know, higher medical costs, and as a result, I mean, a lot of people can't afford health insurance.
It sounds like doctors are doing these days are doing as much practicing of liability avoidance than they are practicing of medicine.
Oftentimes,
and they'll tell you that. They recognize that.
Believe me, they'd rather not have to do that themselves. I mean, that's more tests, more procedures, more paperwork. That oftentimes takes up their time, and they can't see new patients.
You know, Lawrence, another thing that you guys point out is that you actually say that there would be thousands of people alive today if it weren't for all this. Explain that
right.
to us.
Well, for example, I mean, a lot of medications don't come to market. Life-saving drugs that don't come to market because companies are afraid of lawsuits. A lot of new products, too, that people could afford if it wasn't for the liability costs, that are safer products. For example, new cars are safer than old cars, but a lot of people can't afford them because of the liability costs of new automobiles. They say between $4,000 to $6,000 of the price of every new car today is just due to liability costs that are built into the price of the product.
You can't. One of the reasons why aviation, private aviation, is out of the hands of the average person is because of the contingent liability for an airplane. Folks, there was a time, I don't know if it still is, Lawrence, but there was a time, I mean, I've seen crashes of an airplane that was 30 years old, and the manufacturer of that airplane, who hasn't seen that airplane in 30 years, and the airplane had flown thousands of hours without any problem, but it crashed because of pilot error, the airplane manufacturer became a co-defendant.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're getting dragged into court.
It's
actually pretty much drove the private commercial small aircraft industry out of business in this country.
Back in the 80s, many companies did go out of. In fact, there were a number of years, as you may know, that no small single and twin engine airplanes were even built in the United States.
Right.
In the part of the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Well, Lawrence, we got to go to a break in a few seconds. But here's I wanted to set this up for our next conversation after the break. I think you'd agree that lawyers serve a purpose, an important purpose. Trial lawyers are important. If somebody wrongs you, somebody hurts you or your family, you're going to want to have the ability to take them to court. What's wrong with that? How do we draw a line, folks, between what we need and what's excessive? How do we solve that challenge? And it is a challenge. And we're going to get Dr. Lawrence McQuillan to help us with that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. It's 7 till.
Something.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Lawrence McQuillan. He's a new friend, soon to be an old friend, because we're going to get him back on the show. We're not going to let him get away now that we found him. We're talking about the tort tax, folks, and it's really, Lawrence, an issue of, to me, I asked the question before we went to the break. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you know, I've got a lot of friends who are lawyers. A lot of our Brain Trust members are lawyers who are on the show with me on a regular basis, Lawrence. And you know, if we need a lawyer, we want the biggest, baddest, meanest one we can get.
Yeah.
You know, but if we're on the other side of the table, you know, they're our enemy. And in the terms of the tort tax, it all doesn't have to come down. It's all not the fault of the lawyers. I mean, our society, the jury awards that are out there these days. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But to me, the issue is when does the tort bar become, when are they our advocates? Mm-hmm. And when do they become predators? Isn't that really the issue?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a question of balance. I mean, we want a tort system that fully and efficiently compensates people for true injuries. Because, as you said, people are legitimately injured, and they deserve compensation for their injuries, and that's what the tort system is designed mm-hmm. to do. But of this $865 billion price tag, less than 15% goes to compensate injured people.
Yeah.
So less than 15%.
Imagine if you had
a system of pumping gas where 85% of it spilled to the ground. I mean, you demand a better system for getting gas into your tank, and that's what we have.
Tell the audience where the other 85% goes.
Well, it goes to lawyers. It goes to the costs that I mentioned earlier in terms of increased defensive medicine practices by doctors. It goes to greater accidental deaths. It goes to less R&D that's being invested, less innovation, less, you know, fewer new products that come to market. Because
how many this happens in real life, Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Small business owners, you talked about, you know, reluctance to do R&D, reluctance to take this chance, that chance.
Yeah.
Small business owners every day make some decision with the parallel thought that, how do I protect myself from liability?
Yeah. Oh,
and it might cause them. And you know what? That's not a bad thought. It's not a bad thing. It's just that it shouldn't become, as it often does in medicine now, the dominant factor. The parallel universe shouldn't be the dominant universe.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about balance. I mean, the tort system is designed to protect people, to save lives. But today it's gotten so crazy that it's actually costing lives. I mean, as we show in this study, it's gone beyond the tipping point. You know, people are actually losing their lives because of the fact that people are, like, for example, withholding valuable medicines from market that could be saving lives. So, it's all about balance, and we've gone way too far on the other side.
An example, folks, of the predatory thing would be where a law firm would see something that they think they can capitalize on in the courts, something some companies has done, and then they'll go out and shop for a defendant, make them the anchor defendant, and then collect class action participants, take the company to court, and get a big settlement. But the attorneys get most of the money. The injured parties, so the so-called injured parties, get pennies on the dollar, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, oftentimes in class action suits, what will happen is the plaintiffs who, you know, quote, win the case will get coupons worth pennies, whereas the lawyers will get, you know, 40-50% of the take. So it's, you know,
Lawrence, what can we do? What can we do about this?
Well, tort reform. I mean, a lot of states are becoming a lot more active now in terms of passing major reforms. Texas, Mississippi, South Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio have really led the nation in terms of massive and comprehensive tort reform. And so in another study I've done, I'd list over two dozen reforms that states have at their option that they can use to rein in this problem. And a lot of states are doing it now. I don't have to say there's a problem. I mean, states themselves are saying it's a problem.
They're recognizing,
it's a problem.
So what we can do is support tort reform, encourage our lawmakers to pass tort reform.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the state level and at the federal level.
And, for example, in Georgia, they passed massive tort reform there, and the only reason they did it is because they kept the business community together, which is hard to do.
That's hard to do, but you got to do it. Hey, Lawrence, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
I will, absolutely. Thank you.
Good job today and with your work. We appreciate it very much. Dr. Lawrence McQuillan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Pacific Research Institute. His book is Jackpot Justice, wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.